mythology says Cupid humbled the archery god Apollo by shooting him with a golden arrow and making him fall in love with a nymph. Then Cupid shot the nymph with a lead arrow, making her not interested. Taking down the god of the bow might seem challenging, but Central Florida's highest-ranked archery coach says Cupid had it easy.
No, he wouldn't have a hard job.
That's Phil Graves, owner of Geneva Archery, a half hour northeast of downtown.
And in your scenario of Cupid, I don't know. I think if you shoot in the right direction, you're going to be fine.
We sit at his outdoor range near a row of targets riddled with arrow holes. A shot to the outermost white rings is worth 1 or 2 points. Inside each yellow center circle lies the coveted bullseye. Graves runs a junior Olympic archery development program. He says standing before these very targets, students as young as 8 years old have shot better than any love god. That said, Graves gives Cupid some credit.
Moving targets are more difficult because you've got to judge the distance and the direction and the speed, and then try to estimate where you want to place it in anticipation of where they're going to be, not where they are.
Graves says he can back up his claim by teaching me to shoot like Cupid in a single lesson. To clarify, hitting the target anywhere counts. Cupid's mother Venus fell in love with Adonis after just scratching herself with her son's arrow. Granted, Adonis personified male beauty, but back to that archery lesson. Graves takes me to his equipment shed and finds petite arrows that suit my 5'1" height. Then he holds up his hand to test my strength.
Do me a favor and push against. No, push like you want to. No, you're leaning.
I'm leaning. Okay, I adjust my arm.
Push. Okay.
Graves reaches behind the standard bows and selects one that's easier to draw. Despite modern depictions of Cupid as a winged infant, mythology's love god grew into an athletic adult. But Graves insists an archer's size is not a factor. Once armed and at the range, we choose a close target, and I straddle a painted line that marks its distance. To grasp the bow, Graves asked me to hold out my right index finger and thumb.
So do the archer's Y like this. Okay. Now place the bow there. There you go. Now hold it. Now put your arm straight out. Now put your other arm straight out. Okay, that's what we call the T method.
Once lined up for the shot, I knock or load an arrow onto the bow. One of its feather-like fletchings is a different color, which helps with positioning. I draw the bow, and then comes the big moment.
And just let it go. Let it go. Oh, look at this. Look at this.
On my first shot, I hit the target. On my sixth, I hit the yellow. Love God, eat your heart out. Graves has made his point. Cupid's job seems more fun than hard. And to make Valentine's Day even easier, Graves recommends an amorous weapon, arguably more potent than an arrow.
I think a box of chocolates will do it, too.
I'm Amy Kiley. 90.7 News.